Let's Talk Shit. My name is Nicole Green. I'm 21 and I live in San Francisco. This podcast is going to be about shit that probably no one else cares about except myself, but I don't really care. I'm going to be interviewing a bunch of friends that are all 21 and probably all female. We're probably going to talk about horrible reality TV, Kylie Jenner, things we hate, and things we love. We're going to have stupid opinions and basically be politically incorrect 24/9. With that being said, I would like to introduce my first guest, my right-hand woman, someone who I would go lesbian for if she allowed it, the ultimate cool girl, the Paris to my Nicole, and my best friend, Kelly Belko.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty good intro, right?
That was such a good intro.
Right? I feel like it totally did you justice.
Thank you so much. I just want to clarify that I'm 22.
Oh, my God. Did I say 21?
You said my guests are going to be 21. And I don't know if I'm too old for this, but
okay,
I am 22.
No, I'm just, like, babbling, basically.
So that was the best intro. Can you write that in, like, a poem form and frame it?
I know. I should.
That was really good.
Okay, so tell us about yourself.
Okay, so I am Kelly from LA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22. I'm Nicole's right-hand man, like she said. Just like a simple girl, love dogs.
Oh, yeah, you're a
kombucha,
big dog girl.
Reality TV.
Okay, so wait, where did you grow up? You grew up in T.O.? T.O. is the cool thing to call it.
805. I grew up around LA, Santa Barbara. Came to San Francisco for school. And, yeah, I'm back. I'm back in town.
Oh, yeah. So this chick decided to leave me for a full year and studied abroad
in
Australia.
We're not over it.
We're not over it. Little did she know that I, you know, didn't have anyone to take cute pictures of me for a year.
It's kind of tragic.
But
she came and visited me.
I did. Okay, so I want to ask you about that. So you went abroad to Australia.
Yes, I went abroad to Melbourne, Australia. And
what made you decide that?
I knew I wanted to study abroad, and truthfully, I didn't care where I went, but then Australia just hit me, and I was like, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
And so I went. Now I'm back.
Okay.
and it was the best time ever.
And, okay, so you studied in Melbourne, you said.
Yeah, and I traveled around there. And
favorite place you traveled?
Well, in Australia.
Okay, we got to start over. Okay, and we're back. I had a little bit of a panic attack. Don't really know why. I was stressed that this wasn't good. So we redid it like 3 times, and then now here we are. So
no, then we realized we weren't recording.
Oh, right. That's a huge portion of the story. Yeah, we restarted and then probably talked for like 20 minutes, I would say.
Yeah.
20
and
minutes.
And didn't record it.
And I wasn't recording the entire thing, so.
So we took a 2-hour pause.
So now we're going to talk about things for, like, the third time. Here we go. So, Kelly, you were in Australia.
Yes.
She.
So we ended on that.
She was studying in Australia. She was studying liberal studies in Melbourne. And her and her boyfriend basically just, like, traveled that whole side of the world and lived annoyingly amazing lives for, like, a year while I sat at home and just watched it on Instagram. It was amazing. So, Kelly, tell me about that.
We were talking about how in New Zealand there was Hobbiton that I went to.
Oh, right. Okay, so.
The little Hobbit village.
So we talked about how her favorite place was probably New Zealand that she visited. She went to Thailand, Bali, Tasmania, which I found out is in Australia, which
I
didn't know.
Yeah, it's part of Australia. Wait, what did you say? Thailand, Bali, New Zealand, and Fiji.
Oh, sorry. I forgot Fiji. okay.
Yeah, that's like a real big one to miss.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
actually not. I got food poisoning there.
No, it's recording.
There.
It's recording. She just checked to make sure it was recording. Okay. So she went to Hobbiton. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and it's like the Lord of the Rings, like, little hobbit village. And I was telling her there's like 43 little hobbit houses. And each one was, like, decorated to be, like, its own little hobbit house. Like, the artist, the hobbit who's an artist, the hobbit who fishes, the hobbit who's a baker. It was just so cute.
That sounds amazing. I was jealous.
And, like,
of you
the acres it was on. And then I was telling her that they had the Shire pub after that you could get, like, a Hobbiton-themed beer at. Oh, it was just the best.
What did it taste like? Did it taste like
beer? Oh, it was literally normal beer called something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how much, like, did you miss me while you were there?
I missed you so much. Did we talk about how you visited?
No, I did visit. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great. We went to Phillip Island, pet some kangaroo, had a really weird experience with an Australian couple.
I can't even talk about it.
It, like, makes me want to die. but also, the hotel there was so cool. Oh, my God. They had,
so baller.
They had a, like, jumpy house, like, fucking trampoline thing.
Okay, so it was like this deal I got for this hotel in this island near Melbourne, and basically it's like a compound, so there's a bunch of buildings of like almost like condo style rooms, and so we went to ours, and it's like on a big grass field, and in the middle is this trampoline blob. It's like this massive rectangle. Like how they
it's like a balloon. It was like a straight up balloon. I felt like we were jumping on
like
a balloon.
Yeah, it's like two stories long, but it's like a
two
balloon.
Two stories?
Like if you were to do it like on the ground.
Okay, but
that's two stories
weird,
long.
That's a weird ass comparison.
Okay, I would say it was, no, the size 24
of,
feet.
No, it was the size of a pool, maybe. No.
No,
two
hell
times.
No. Okay. Two times of a pool.
Okay, but two stories? I would never say that.
Everyone else understood.
Okay.
And then, we just would bounce on that shit, and I took the funniest video of Nicole bouncing in slow-mo up and down.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Oh, and then we had, like, maybe three bottles of wine at that point, and I lost my phone in the sand for a good hour
and
a half.
And we had to go grab her iPad that had a flashlight on it.
But it didn't have a flashlight.
And it didn't. It didn't. So didn't you have to download the flashlight app?
Something like that.
And then I'm pretty sure I was holding the iPad and following her around as she was looking at it in the sand.
And then it got to the point where we couldn't even see it because it was buried. So I had to walk around the sand with my hand.
Like a blind person. And the funniest part is that like if we were to say like, oh, she lost it in the sand, people would be like, oh, you're in Australia, you lost it at the beach. No, we lost it in a playground with a sand pit and a trampoline.
Oh,
so,
that's so amazing. Good.
But that night,
times.
We met a really interesting couple who we're just going to breeze right over. And then we met another couple who
was
amazing. Lovely. Yeah. And they drove us to breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. That was
so
great.
Cute. And I'm still friends with them on Facebook.
Yeah,
are
so
you?
Am I. They got engaged.
Yes, they did.
In New York.
They got engaged in New York.
I know.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Oh, Sam and what was her name?
No, his name is Sam and hers was Jacinta.
Jacinta.
Shout out. But the other couple, I had to delete them off Facebook because it's just too cringy.
Yeah, I don't.
I think you're still friends with her on Facebook.
I am, but it's fine. for another time.
Yeah.
Okay, so they all know that we're BFFs, but tell them how we met.
Oh, so we met freshman year, about 4 years ago. We were on a Facebook page for incoming freshmen at the school, and how did we find, I think I must have commented on something.
No, you didn't. I fucking went through every single person in the page. I was like,
looking
all
for
girls,
someone that's normal.
Like normal, cute, like a type of girl that like I could just like picture myself being friends with, you know?
I could just picture myself with her.
Like,
you know?
Who would I pose great next to? So I found Kelly Belko, and what caught my eye was her fucking prom picture.
I should put that back up there.
No, you for sure should. Definitely one of your best.
Living in my youth.
She, like, not like a regular girl. She's a cool girl, like I said earlier. She bought her fucking prom dress at, like, a thrift store. And it was, like, this velvet gorge long dress and wore checker fucking heels to prom and wore red ass lipstick. I was like, that girl is fucking cool.
Honestly, I'm glad that you remember that because I don't think anyone else remembers that.
Oh, no. I was like, oh, my God. She was the start of the checkered Vans
something
era.
New.
No,
yeah.
You started the checker Vans.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Anyways,
no, 100%.
Anyways,
thank
I scrolled through, found Kelly, messaged her. She denied me.
No, I was like, yeah, let's meet up. But she wanted to be roommates. And I was like,
that's not what fucking happened.
You messaged me to see if we could be roommates, I thought.
Yeah. And you said you already had a roommate.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, but I didn't... What did you mean you wanted to meet up?
No, I messaged, like, let's meet up, like, oh, when
got it, got it. Okay, I thought you wanted to...
Wow, like, she's about to turn on me.
Dude, oh I thought God. You were saying that, like, you wanted to, like, pre-screen me. Like, I was normal as fuck.
No, I was like, yeah, let's meet up when we get to school.
Got it.
So we're going to breeze right over our roommates, and we're going to come to today.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's it. We went to the movie night together.
Oh, yeah. They had a carnival the first night.
I was painting my nails the first time she met me.
Yes, and you were wearing, like, a sweater of some sort.
No, I was wearing a sports bra.
No, that was Amy.
No, I... Oh, maybe.
No, I remember her roommate was wearing a sports bra, and I was like, whoa, like, this is what college girls do. Like, they go in their room, and they just walk around with a sports bra on. I literally was like, whoa, this is, like, the movies. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But then I never wore a sports bra walking around, and I don't think she ever did again either. So that's cool.
Yeah. Good times. So what is your opinion on Stormy?
Stormy Weather, Kylie Jenner.
No, Stormy Webster. I know. You said Weber.
No, I said Weather. Stormy Weather.
Oh my God, you're being like punny. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. God. This is rough.
So... Stormy, here's my thoughts. Change it from the I to the Y.
No, I like the I.
Nope. And then do Jenner, not Webster. And then we're fine.
Yeah, but that's, like, kind of fucked, I think. I mean, the feminist
in me. Does she really see herself with him long term? Also, if you're not married, give it your own last name. I mean, I personally don't know if I would do that, but I'm just telling her that she should do that.
Just for future references.
Yeah, like, don't hold me accountable to that.
Okay, but...
Also, okay, what did you predict the name would be?
Okay, this is what happened. I saw that shit going around on, like, Twitter. You don't have a Twitter because she's a cool girl. She, like, stays above that. Girl. Yeah, someone posted, like... Her name is going to be Mariposa, which is butterfly in Latin or Spanish or whatever the fuck. And Travis Scott posted or had a song named Butterfly.
And she whatever. Was always, and he gave her like a butterfly necklace.
Stupid. So I was like, Could you
imagine if it was Mariposa?
No. I mean, they fucking, all of them have weird ass names.
But Mariposa.
I really like Chicago though.
Yeah, Chicago I'm fine with. But if you think about it, like, Dream, I feel like she would have named her kid Dream.
That's true.
Like, that seems like she would have done.
No, but I think Stormy is Kylie.
Yeah, because when she named her baby Stormy, I was like, well, think about her dogs. It's Bambi, and that's it.
Ew.
That's all I know. I just know one of them's name is Bambi. And when I was younger, I was like... I would do the same shit. Like, you know when you're young and you want to name, like, your dolls or your future kids, like, stupid names? I was like, I want to name my kids Bambi and Barbie.
My imaginary friend's name was Cece.
Yeah, but that's kind of cute.
Cece and Lala, and I used to blame shit on them, and my parents were like, you're a fucking liar.
And you're literally possessed. Yeah, I like how you thought they were just mad at you. It's like, bitch, they thought you had issues. So they're like, all right, Nicole, go back to sleep. You're like, whatever, Lala's slamming the door for me.
Oh my fucking God.
What would you name your child now? Still Cece and Lala?
No.
Honestly, that would be so cute if you named your children after your imaginary friends. It would be kind of sweet. That's like, disturbing. You finally got them.
No, that's disturbing. I would name... Okay, I love... Okay. I'm not going to have girls, so...
Okay, so you're literally going to have 7 girls?
No, it's not happening. Because I don't really like girl names, TBH.
I never... Well, like I never really think of boy names.
I love the name Hunter. I love the name Levi.
Levi, I love, yeah.
So cute. Okay, I don't really care about this conversation. Moving on.
Let's talk. She's over it.
Let's talk. Wait, what would you name yours? Tell me one. Quickly.
I would name my daughter Nicole.
Oh my God! this is recorded, so I'm holding you to it. Okay.
She's going to, like, play it back to me.
Yeah, just, I'm just going to get that part and put it on repeat.
Just yeah, play remember?
All right. Let's talk about the Olympics. How do you feel about them?
Literally don't care.
At all.
Not at all.
At all. Like,
the only thing I care about is to talk about Tonya Harding, and if you don't want to talk about her, then I really don't care.
Okay, okay. Actually, I would love to talk about that, because I didn't see that movie. I really do want to see it. But I did watch a documentary on ESPN where they talked about Nancy Kerrigan's, right? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan? Her side of the story. So they made Tonya Harding look really bad, which obviously she kind of should, because...
Kinda.
Like, yeah, well, duh. Yeah. But I feel like the I, Tonya movie
they totally sympathized with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Not, like, totally. Like, they showed that she was messed up, but they basically, the whole movie was justifying her life and how she was raised and then why she came to that conclusion.
So, all in all, did
she... And the movie made it seem like she really didn't have a part in it at all. They made it seem like she... that it was fully her boyfriend and his friend.
Okay.
They made it seem like she was, like, not, like, a perfect person, but she had nothing to do with it.
So, but have you, like, researched it or anything?
Yes, and she definitely had something to do with it. Of course she did. I don't think she physically beat the girl, but I think she said, like, and maybe she didn't know what they were going to do, but I think she said, like, take care of this.
Yeah, like, I heard she was like, whatever, I don't care. Just do what you have to do.
Exactly. So I think she, in her mind, was like, yeah, I'm being honest. Like, I didn't know what they were going to do.
Damn. Could you imagine getting your fucking, like, knees bashed in?
By a crowbar. And also in the movie, they show how stupid the guy was. Like, he literally was, like, on the spectrum. Like, he was just a dumb person.
So they paid him and he just did it?
Yeah, they paid him, but then they told him not to do it. They say, in the movie, it says they asked him not to do it anymore and he did it anyways.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, the boyfriend and... the guy who helped him.
It's just so... I mean, it's, like, sad, but, like, it's actually not sad. No, I think it's gross. This is so
It's
mean.
The only...
But, no, I think...
Oh, God, what?
The... What's her name? Tonya Harding is just trash. Like, I just, like, can't...
Tonya Harding. Yeah, yeah. No, like, that's she's... that's also what they were trying to show, is that she kind of came from, like, a hickish background.
Yeah.
So, like, she just was grown up in a different way. Like, yeah.
And was it, and Nancy Kerrigan, wasn't she, like, Miss USA? Like, everyone loved her. Like, she was Miss Perfect. They kind of...
Yeah, yeah, and everyone thought Tonya was kind of, like, a hick.
Yeah. That's what they, like, made it out to seem like.
Yeah. So, like, she was always the underdog.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about...
So, that's literally all we care about with the Olympics. Anything current, don't care. Unless something crazy happens, call me.
No, honestly. I do, like...
Oh, I like diving.
Oh, that was crazy.
Wait, can we go back to the fact that we just said diving at the same time?
I know. I feel like we do that.
Because I was thinking of swimming, and I was like, no, I don't really like swimming. It's more like diving.
Kelly and I have been obsessed with the Real Housewives from a very young age.
Like, I'm talking, like, Orange County when I was at least, like, sixth grade.
Like, I was 12, for sure. Like...
Like, Simple Life, too. When was Simple Life? Was it before that?
I don't know. I just remember watching The Real World...
Yes, The Real World. I would come home and record that shit when I was in, like, at, like, fifth, sixth grade.
Bad Girls Club.
Never watched that.
It is so fucking good. It is, oh my God, I wish that someone would get me the DVDs of it. It is
so scary to think about how young you were when you saw that.
Oh my God, I was so young. Okay, this is even better. My fucking mom, who I'm obsessed with and love so much... But I don't know, maybe she was going through something, would record the reality show, The L Word, and I would literally...
I remember you saying this, I would watch it privately in the guest bedroom.
No, this is what would happen. Our TV in the guest room was connected to the TV in the garage, and my mom would run in the garage. She would, like, run, like, a couple miles in the garage, but because the TV in the guest room controlled it, she would, like, watch it while she was running. And I would just...
If you turned on the TV in the guest bedroom, it would be that show.
So I would just watch The Real L Word. And it was hardcore lesbian porn. And I was probably, like, 13, 14. It was... I watched so many.
Like, whoa, this is crazy. Was it a good show in general?
It was so dramatic. It was like The Real Housewives, but on steroids and a bunch and of lesbians. Scripted. No, it wasn't scripted.
It was the real
The real one. Like, movement under the covers. Like, it was so
Because the L word, oh my god, I've never heard of that. I'm going to Google that.
Okay, so back to The Real Housewives. Kelly and I have met a fair share of our housewives. Yes. We met Lisa Rinna, Lisa Vanderpump, and Eileen Davidson.
And Ken.
And
the housewife.
And Harry Hamlin. Harry Hamlin.
Oh, we didn't even care.
We
did not care.
I literally asked Ken to take the photo.
And he was pissed.
It was so good.
And so this is what happened. We went to Sir, and Lisa's son served us.
Yeah.
And then we waltzed on over to Pump, and we didn't really want to do anything there. We saw them immediately. So we fake ordered this dessert. It was like a coconut ice cream,
fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it was like something they bought at Costco.
Honestly, Sir, Pump, all of them, horrible restaurants. Worst food ever. Like, not good.
Okay, it wouldn't be that dramatic, but it's not like...
The only good thing are the goat cheese balls, and that's fucking it. What was that coconut thing? You know what they reminded me of? No one's gonna know this, but, or maybe some people will. My mom used to buy these things at Costco.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah,
oh my god, yeah. They were literally like the Costco coconuts.
It like looks like a coconut, but
there's
it has
ice cream
in it.
Oh my god,
yeah.
It was disgusting.
So that's what they gave us, and I'm sure we paid like $10 for that. And then Nicole's like, we're not gonna do it. And I was like, we're doing it. And then she was like, okay, well, then you know I'm going to have to be the one to go up first. And I was like, yeah, it's true.
Like, no matter what was happening, Kelly's like, no, we're going to do it. And I'm like, you mean I'm going to do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the fucking one to do it. What are you talking about?
And I was
about?
Like, exactly. So then we walk on over and just interrupt their beautiful dinner.
Totally interrupted. Went through fucking trees. We went through the fucking trees.
We literally were, like, peeking behind trees when we arrived.
It was... So,
but LVP loved it.
She loved it. I joked with Eileen that I wouldn't throw any wine on her because it was after the show.
The Brandy episode when Brandy threw the wine in her face.
Okay, so we just watched one of the best episodes of...
Orange County. I mean, no, Beverly Hills in a very long time.
Yes. It was amazing. So much drama. These women are so old. And
okay, my only real concern this whole episode... was how frail Lisa Vanderpump looked. Like, I was just, like, worried about her. I was like, this is, like, my grandma fighting with other women.
No.
Like, I've never thought about her age before. I've always just kind of put her in, like, the same age as, like, you know, Erica Jane or Kyle or something. But she's, like, significantly older.
I was more concerned about the grandma rhinestone belt that she was wearing.
Oh, my God. She just looked so frail. I was like, Lisa... Even though I thought she was wrong in the episode, the people yelling at her, I was like, this is wrong. Like, I can't. Let me look up her age.
She revealed her age on a couple episodes. She's 2 years younger than, or 2 years older than Lisa Rinna.
She was born in 1960. 2 years older than Lisa Rinna?
And Lisa Rinna was like, that's bullshit.
She said that?
Yeah.
Like, that's not true?
She was like, I just can't believe that.
No, like, Lisa Rinna's 54 and... In LVP is 57.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said.
She's only 3 years older?
That's what
older?
I'm saying. And so that's why, yeah.
Oh my god, do you want to know something?
What?
Eileen's a year older than LVP.
So you're saying that Eileen looks better than LVP? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, disturbing.
How old do you think Bravo Mandy is? Andy Cohen.
Did you just see it?
Yeah.
47.
Close.
What?
49.
I was gonna say 49.
I knew you were. I could, like, feel it on the...
Gonna say fucking 49.
I was
damn.
Gonna be like, damn, you got it.
I know. See? Telepathy. Oh, my god, we didn't get to talk about this. What the fuck did you think of Luann's arrest?
Oh, I just felt sad for her.
I did not feel sad. I was like, that is the best thing that has happened to me all fucking year.
Oh, I saw you change your profile picture to her mugshot.
My god, she is like...
No, I mean, it's iconic, don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, again, when you think about their age, it just makes me sad. I'm like, wow, this
is just sad. No, but I look at it and I'm like, oh, but that'll never be me.
Exactly. I'm sure they never thought that would be them.
Oh my God, could you imagine that sad of a life?
Oh my God, that's just really sad.
Yeah.
I hope Noelle and the other girl are...
The naked girl?
Yeah, are taking care of her.
Yeah. Who's your favorite housewife?
Okay, so I love Dorinda. I like... this is controversial, but I do like Tamara.
Tamara! I don't really know how I feel
about... Oh my God, what am I saying?
Lisa Rinna.
I love Shannon. For Beverly Hills, Eileen.
Yeah.
Justice for Eileen.
Always.
What
do you feel, or how do you feel about Bethany Frankel?
I knew you were about to ask me about Bethany.
Oh my gosh, wait. Before I'm interrupting your thought, but, did you hear that Jill and Bethany are friends again?
No, they're not friends again. She just went to the funeral.
But they, like, were crying outside together. Did you see the photos? I read an article. Whatever. She'll be on next season for sure.
Well, they're gonna have to have at least one episode because of Bobby.
Yeah.
For sure one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's your favorite?
Lisa Rinna all the way.
Yeah, like, she's pretty iconic. I love Lisa. She's one of the only housewives I follow. I follow her and Shannon. I follow Tamara, too.
I think I just follow her, to be honest.
Lisa Rinna? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and I follow Erica Jane.
Oh, duh. She's fucking iconic. Let's talk about...
And I follow Ramona.
Why?
Like, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't I? Hers are the best.
You know whose Instagram is by far
Britney Spears.
How did you know I was going to say that?
I knew you were going to say
Britney Spears. Okay, I'm the one that made you follow her, right?
No, Jackie Schimmel made me follow her.
I could have sworn that I kept telling you, please follow her, please follow her. Actually, I think you did.
Yeah.
I begged you to fucking follow her. And you were like, I'm not into it. It is the funniest shit.
It is just like something where you like look twice when you see her post.
Did you? Okay, my all-time favorite post that she did was the one of her painting. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, wait, can you find that? She literally changes outfits.
Okay, so my favorite is when she changes outfits.
No. In the fucking art one, while she's painting, she all of a sudden has a new fucking outfit on.
Oh my God.
But she does change outfits.
Like, it's she does these really montages where she just changes her dress a bunch.
It's just, like, very obvious that she, like, does her own Instagram, which I feel like you wouldn't think that.
Since she's also, Britney Spears. Can I tell you that her boyfriend works out at the T.O. Gold's Gym?
Of course he does.
I used to see him there because he used to date this other girl I followed.
Are you going to be able to find it?
Oh, also, you know that this waterfall is behind Sam's house?
Oh my God.
This is the one we used to walk to all the time.
Yeah, Kelly and Britney Spears are our neighbors.
Yeah, we literally are, so.
We drove up her driveway one time. It was pretty cool.
We don't like to admit that, but it happened.
I'll fully admit it. I was like, we were so close. We were not.
Oh, here we are.
Okay, so just watch, yeah. So this music. Just wait, she changes.
Oh my God, she changed. But this is what happened, is I think it was two separate videos.
But it was set up. Like, she...
Oh, for sure.
No, I know, but what I'm saying...
Wait, don't you love that she put on, like, French artist music?
And the fact that that looks like my three-year-old fucking neighbor could do that?
No, but this is something I would paint, for sure.
Kelly just liked it. Kelly literally just liked it.
I'm, like, so into this.
No.
I would definitely buy something of hers.
Okay. So, I do want to tell you the story about this... Okay. So, I had to read this story for class. We go to San Francisco State, if we didn't already tell you that.
Pretty sure we mentioned it a couple times.
Okay. Well, I don't care. It's so fucking cool and everyone should go here. Anyways. So, okay. Pay attention. She's, like, looking at Demi Lovato right now.
Is that Demi Lovato? Like, something's weird about that. Like, there's no... Look at that.
Oh my God, she looks really fucking pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story. So, this guy in Ohio, had a farm. And okay, this basically, is the story. This is the story that I wanted Finally. To tell you. It's fucking insane. It's called Zanesville Zoo in Ohio. So this guy had this farm, and on the farm he had
Farm or zoo?
It was like a farm. So it wasn't, it was like a zoo, it was a farm, but like, just listen. So he had this farm. On the farm there was like a fuck ton of animals. Bears, tigers, lions, like wolves, mountain lions. On the farm. Like he had all these exotic ass animals. And monkeys, like everything.
Okay.
So the town had like been trying to like stop him. Like a couple, like a officer, you know, wanted to shut down this like zoo he basically had, but they couldn't because in the state of Ohio it's legal to have any type of animal that you want as long as you're not like making money off of them. So as long as he wasn't selling like admission tickets to see the animals, he could have whatever the fuck he wanted.
Interesting.
Very interesting, right? Yeah, that's Ohio. Disturbing. Yeah, it's so disturbing. So, this guy, so the town was trying to shut him down. The only way that they could get him, like, in trouble was they caught him with illegal firearms. So he went away to jail for, like, a whole year or something. And he had people, like, taking care of the zoo. He came back and, like, the zoo was kind of, or the farm, whatever, zoo farm, was kind of, like, fucked up. Like, he didn't have enough money to, like, pay for the animals, like, the animals were not malnourished, but, like, weren't receiving, like, the right amount of nutrition, whatever. So, one fucking day, his neighbor, Sam, the farmer's neighbor, Sam, is, like, walking to his barn, and their farms are, like, super close, and he sees his horses, like, running around in circles, and he's like, what the hell is going on? And he's like, he goes and gets his horse from the top of the hill and brings it down.
This is the neighbor.
The neighbor. And, or he gets the horse from the top of the hill, is bringing it down to the barn, and sees that there's like a, I think he saw some animal chasing something. Then up against the fence, he sees like a fucking huge ass lion, just like kind of just like directly fucking staring at him from like the fence, but it's not like really enclosed. Like the lion could have gotten to him. The fucking guy goes to the barn, hides in the barn, calls his mom who's in the house, who's like right next to the farm, and says, you need to like the, he has animals out. Like you need to call 911. Calls 911. The fucking sheriff show up. They come to find that all of the animals have been set loose. So, wolves, tigers, fucking mountain lions, bears, huge fucking bears. I think he actually saw, he saw a bear. He didn't see a lion. He saw a bear. Sorry. And he, so they had to fucking, like, kill all of these animals because they were set loose. There was animals eating other animals, like just crazy ass shit. They go down to like a creek. They find the farmer had shot himself in the head, that he had burned like some like papers and like secrets, basically. He had burned that next to a trash can. So this farmer had like shot himself in the head. A fucking Bengal tiger was gnawing on his head, and there was like body parts fucking missing. It was the craziest fucking thing. They couldn't, what? So they noticed his body, but couldn't get to the body because there was tiger. Because of the tiger. So they had like wait it out. It was literally like, it you need to read the story. It is so,
when did this happen?
Insane. 2011. So it's been a while, but I'm just like shocked that I
had heard about that then.
I don't know, but not in this like grade of detail.
No, not in this grade of detail.
It's an Esquire article, and it is so, so good. I've never read something like that intriguing. I mean, I like that's, but it is really good. Like
that is crazy. That just makes me so sad for the animals. Like,
do you want to see a picture?
They didn't want to be there in the first place. That's why there's rules in most states about having wild animals like that.
But what was weird is he had like some of the animals, like a lot of the cages were like set open, but a set amount were still locked up. So there was like a couple monkeys, like two tigers and something, and everyone was like, wait, why the fuck, like,
were they enclosed?
Why? Yeah. Also, one of the scariest fucking parts of the article. No, 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 no. He didn't have snakes. But, okay, so they, when they went to go find, like, the, to see what lions had been let out or tigers had been let out, there were some cages where the lions, like, remained and the tigers remained. Some of them just didn't leave the cages, you know? So they go and, they're, like, going to, like, put the lock, like, on in the, they're gonna go lock up the tigers again.
What? Tell me.
They fucking realize that the cages are still, they're cut and also open. So they, even if they do lock that, the lion is still able to get free. So they fucking basically had to, like, shoot down, like, two or three lions because they, or tigers, whatever.
They realized
what was going on. And, yeah, and, like, no one died, luckily, but they had to, like, fucking kill all these animals. It was so crazy. Oh, my God, it was so crazy. They need to make a movie on it or, like, a documentary on it.
I feel like they must have at this point, right?
I don't know. We can look it up, but it that was...
That is so crazy.
I know.
Those poor animals. I wonder what his deal was. That's crazy.
Zanesville Zoo. Yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts.
Wow.
I'm gonna show you pictures right now.
Oh my gosh. Animal massacre included 18 rare Bengal tigers.
Isn't that insane?
The picture is literally a massacre of tigers on the ground. Oh my God. And bears.
Yeah, there was a shit ton of bears. Why did they have
to kill them? I'm so confused.
Because, okay, so this was explained in it too. So a lot of people, like, gave them flack about it. Like, a lot of people were like, they were just a bunch of, like, redneck hunters, like, just going to town. But, like, so they had a vet come in, basically, and help out. And tranquilizers are, like, very, like, complicated. So basically, like, you can over-tranquilize an animal and they can die from it. Or you can under-tranquilize it, and it'll just get fucking pissed off and attack you. So there's, like, really no in-between. So they did try to save some of them, but they, like, by the time that, like, the tranquilizer just wasn't kicking in time. And then...
Yeah, because this sheriff said these animals were on the move and were showing aggressive behavior. There were some very close calls, almost hand-to-hand combat. Oh, my God. Okay, ready? This is what died. 49 animals were slaughtered, 18 Bengal tigers, 17 lions, 6 black bears, a pair of grizzlies, 3 mountain lions, 2 wolves, and a baboon.
Insane, right?
Where did he get 18 Bengal tigers in Ohio?
See, okay, so that's the thing that I was talking to my professor about.
And 17 lions in Ohio.
So this is the thing that he was probably burning were, like, all of the records of where he got these tigers from. Like, he was probably getting them on, like, black markets and whatever. Like,
Wait, do you think that he was, like, mating them together himself?
Yeah, they were all... That also was a big thing. They were, like, there were, tigers that were, like, off breeds. Like, they in the article they were saying that, like, some of them didn't look like
a normal tiger. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's Isn't so that crazy. Insane?
Wow. Yeah. Moment of silence for the Zanesville Zoo.
I know. Some of them are at the Columbus Zoo now if you want to go visit them.
I'll visit them.
They're there. So yeah, so that is that's the story that I wanted to tell you.
That's our smart time.
Yeah. Yeah, I decided, so since we're probably going to spend a majority of this podcast reducing everyone's brain size on discussions on reality TV, I've decided that a portion of it's going to be dedicated to something of importance, something that people can possibly just, like, fast forward through and listen to and then call it a day. Okay, so I'm going to close it with 5 random questions for Kelly. Did you read them?
All I read was favorite.
Oh my God, okay. So, 5 random questions. Are you ready?
Okay, favorite something.
Favorite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Parent Trap.
Wow, I'm disappointed.
Conventions of a Teenage Drama Queen?
No, Freaky Friday.
Fuck, I mean, they're all good. Okay. But Parent Trap is the best. I'm sorry.
Okay. Honestly, as I was writing that question to you, I was like, wait, how many movies has she been in?
Because a lot of good ones.
No, but not really. Parent Trap, Freaky Friday, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Mean Girls.
Oh, my mom never allowed me to watch that movie.
I still wouldn't know.
I literally have not watched it all the way through.
But that's 5 hits. That's a lot to choose from. And I would still say Parent Trap.
On top of that.
She was in one with Jane Fonda recently, like 5 years
ago. Like Georgia? Was it Georgia?
No, it was like, was it? Yeah, something like that, and I didn't see it.
Okay, moving on. I had to think about this one for a pretty long time. Would you rather not shower for an entire year and mm-hmm. have to live your normal day-to-day life, or only be allowed to brush your teeth once every 3 months without flossing for a year?
Oh, not shower.
Are you serious?
I'd much rather keep my teeth.
No, but I think it would be fine. I mean, I don't know what I would choose, to be honest. But I think your teeth would be fine.
It's not about that. It's just too gross. And, like, no one would talk to me because
you never get to scrub your vagina.
Why am I not allowed to use, like, a wet cloth?
You have to remain dirty.
Why?
Because I made the rules.
But I'm allowed to wear deodorant. And perfume.
Only organic.
I still do that. Sounds like normal. Okay, well, I'm not going to not brush my teeth, so it's the showering. What would you choose? Brushing your teeth?
No, now that I had to go to the dentist 3 separate times to get fucking 8 cavities because I didn't go to the fucking dentist for like 3 fucking years. Fucking. I would probably not shower either. Okay. I'm asking this question because I know the answer and because it's so fucking funny.
Okay. I'm scared. Say it.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on public transportation?
Wait, how do you know the answer?
We were just talking about it the other day. I mean, I'm assuming this would be the
craziest. Oh, the guy shitting?
Yes. Is that the craziest?
Yeah, it would probably be. It wasn't on public transportation, but we were underground waiting for the muni. And there was, I think, a homeless man that was, like, bent over, and his jeans were below his, like, half of his ass was hanging out, and shit, he had kind of shit himself, so shit was coming out.
There was full-on shit coming out of his asshole.
Yeah, and it's an image that's burned in my brain.
Literally, it was, like, hard.
But I also saw a homeless man snot rocket on the bus, and that makes me want to vomit more than the shit does.
The amount of crazy fucking shit.
Like, that, thinking of someone snot rocketing is something that just, like, keeps me awake at night.
No, but that is normal here. People do that
And it makes, like, my stomach is getting queasy. I can't even talk about this anymore. God. Like, I'd rather see 500 shits.
And then they spit. You would rather see 500 shits. Okay.
Yep.
Potato chips or tortilla chips?
Potato.
Fuck yes! Good answer. Oh my God. Duh. Last one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Barack Obama?
Aww, 10! That's cute.
Yeah, me too.
You know what's funny is in New Orleans, they were selling a bunch of purses that were, like, Obama purses or, like, Michelle Obama mm-hmm. purses, like, where all of it was little mini pictures of them.
That's so cute. Did you buy one?
No, because I was like, I can't see myself, like, I don't even use a purse now. It's like, why would I use one with Barack Obama? I feel like it's one of those things where it'd be fun, like, once, and then it's like, stop wearing the Barack Obama bag.
I bought a Barack Obama I'm such a weirdo. I was so weird in middle school, but also, like, cool.
You're like, I'm not going to put myself too much on.
Like, I was the shit. I bought a Barack Obama reggae tee in D.C. in 7th grade.
I mean, is that any much weirder than me being in, like, 6th or 7th grade buying a reggae Bob Marley one? Like, it's literally the same thing. Like, I bought a Bob Marley reggae shirt when I was in 6th grade. Like, I didn't know shit about it.
We're fucking cool.
It's, like, the same thing, and it's cool. Like, back in the day, like, that was really cool if you got, like, the reggae colors and you wore them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's still cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's it.
Wait, what's your scale of 1 to 10?
10,
right?
Probably, like, an 11.
Oh, my God.
Long live Barack Obama. Miss you always.
True.
All right.
Nicole, you've done a great job.
Thanks. I was a little stressed.
We took a break, and we're back.
We took a break. There might be a few things that,
have been repeated or some gaps. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, totally. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I am this shit.